Preface to the audio recording of Martin Luther's commentary on Genesis chapters 1 through 4. This audio recording is from the 1904 work by John Nicholas Lenker. That text is in the public domain, as is this audio recording. Of the various genres of writing, one might imagine a biblical commentary to be one of the lesser adaptable and perhaps more undesirable writs of man to be made into an audiobook. Such might be true for all commentaries, except the ones by the pastoral preacher, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther. It took me only 2 to 3 pages of reading the written commentary to be convinced that this work needed to be made available in an audio recording. Within the flow of the verses and chapters, one benefits by the original language presentations of a professor, the proper hermeneutical practice of a faithful theologian, the lecture style of an apt teacher, and the law-gospel declarations of a Christian preacher, all of which are guided by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, who continually works through the Word of God in order to point to Christ and the gospel of the justification of the sinner by the grace of God through faith in the incarnate Son of God. The continual directing to the original Word of God, the intense focus on original and subsequent sins, provides opportunities for pointing the hearer to the soothing declaration of the gracious remission of sin through faith in the seed of the woman. As we approach and pass beyond the 500th anniversary of the posting of the 95 Theses by Martin Luther, you are not so much encouraged to read about Luther, but to read Luther, or to listen to Luther. This audio recording was made and is provided so that you are able to hear the words of the 16th century beggar from Germany. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Pastor Michael L. McCoy, Faith Lutheran Church, Rogue River, Oregon, October, in the year of our Lord, 2017.